This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us at the number 603-283-6160. We are talking about the worldwide demonstrations that happened in cities all across the planet today. If you were at one of them and you want to tell us how things went, where you were, you're welcome to join the show. With you in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
Me, Captain.
We'll tell you more about the worldwide demonstration just because I'm impressed with how they organized this. Very decentralized, very principled, very libertarian, very voluntarist, anarchist-sounding event.
Yes.
And also happening all over the place. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here. Plus, I've got a very disturbing video that I want to share with you guys. It is one of the worst, I think, that I've seen over the last year or so. And we'll talk about that coming up. But also on the way here in a little bit, Pecos Mountaineer, you've got some statistics you wanted to share with us regarding the vaccine. That's coming up. First, we go to Reverend Ratspeed. He's on the line, actually calling on our SIP line, which we don't talk a lot about, but it is there. You can go to sip.freetalklive.com.
Ratspeed's got skills.
You can go to
it doesn't take that many skills.
Yeah, we got you, man. It's sip.freetalklive.com. You can go there and you can get the step-by-step instructions. The only skill you really need is to be able to follow instructions to make this.
I mean, this is a thing that's lacking in
spite. It's not very hard to do. Ratspeed, go ahead.
Hi, yes. Yeah, it did take a little bit of time for me to get it set up, but once I did, great. Anyway, reason why I'm calling up is because I have some statistics that I created on my own using a spreadsheet based off of CDC numbers, in other words, official numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I use CDC numbers is because for anyone who wants to argue against these numbers, they would have to argue with what the CDC says. Okay. So, I figured out two different numbers. The yearly percentage of population of the United States that, using current available numbers, die from COVID. And, on top of that, I found out the yearly percentage of population, roughly estimated, of the United States population that dies from the flu. Because it would finally settle that age-old question, well, is COVID like the flu, and how much worse is it?
Now, just to be clear, that you must have used numbers regarding the flu from before 2020, because the flu disappeared in 2020,
yes.
Didn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Quote, unquote.
I got was a 10-year average from 2010 to 2020.
Got it.
So, yeah. So, I found out, okay, so here's, very easily, here's what I did. I took the average number of people from the last 1.75 years of people that have died from COVID or have been blamed on COVID, and that is 0.09% of the population.
Mm.
0.09% of the population of the United States, according to the numbers, die yearly from COVID, which is equivalent to just over 300,000 people a year. Now, I said, okay, let's find out what the flu's like.
And sorry, did you say this was global or U.S.? I'm sorry.
Just U.S. This is CDC, so this is U.S. numbers.
Got it.
Official U.S. numbers put out by the CDC. Now, to find out the flu was actually the hard part because the flu is not counted in the same way that COVID is.
Right.
Not only do they not throw all the numbers at it like they do with COVID, they're much more conservative with their estimates based off of other various factors, but they only figure it out by season, which I found out was roughly the beginning of October to the end of May. The next three or four remaining months in between there, they don't count in their yearly estimates. So I had to find the missing remainder. I found a post on by a former life insurance executive that he said in 2018, based off of the full over estimates that they had, the average amount of people that die daily from the flu is 153. Once I had that number, I went ahead and applied that times 365, mm-hmm. and that gave me, for the year 2018, it gave me 55,845 people. The CDC numbers for that year for the flu season was 34,000. So then I went ahead and found the difference. So the off-season deaths were 21,845. From there, I was able to find the difference between those two. In other words, what makes up for the lack of it, of the percentage, and that is 0.6425. From there, all I had to do was apply that to all of the rest of the 10-year average, assuming that the average amount had the same differential between on-season and off-season deaths, and that gave me the entire yearly estimates, and from there I was able to also derive the monthly estimates.
Okay.
So
what'd you figure out?
It varied from year to year because, you know, some years were worse off than others. But the average amount, the average number of people over that 10-year average that from this estimate, it's very rough, okay, but it is 58,966 people a year on average die from the flu. So then I was able to find out the yearly percentage, which is 0.02% of the population.
Okay, so you're saying COVID is several times more deadly.
Yearly percentage of population, according to the current numbers, and that's the way that they handle the COVID estimations right now, which is not nearly as conservative as how they handle the flu, is 0.09%.
Now, of course, we've also seen that the government numbers are fudged on COVID because they report all kinds of people dying who, quote-unquote, died of COVID, who may have died of all manner of comorbidity issues, but they mark them down as COVID. So was it really from COVID? We don't really know.
Yeah, that's why I use the official numbers, because from there people can derive their own estimations. So there is a 0.07% difference between the flu and COVID. In other words, yeah, there are 300,000 on average for COVID and 58,000 on average from the flu, but that kind of gives you a relative estimate. Now, it turns out that if someone out there listening has more information about the daily deaths for the flu, I can pop that into my calculator and adjust the numbers that I came up with.
Well, how many people die from the flu are reported? Because there's a lot of reports
exactly.
of COVID, right? Like everybody going to the hospital is getting tested for COVID. Everybody dying from something is being tested for COVID. So the COVID numbers are definitely highly, if not over-reported. Whereas the flu, if you get sick and you die, I mean, maybe they're going to know you have the flu. Maybe they're not going to know you had the flu.
That's exactly what I was mentioning. On the CDC, when there was a page that talked about how they derive their estimates for their seasonal, what they call the burden. They don't call it the death toll. They call it the burden.
Of course.
The burden on hospitals and the burden on – so that's where – I haven't done the work on this yet, but I would imagine that if I were to take some of those other things that they take into consideration to make a more conservative number for the flu, then the COVID, that's just a guess.
Thank you for doing that work and all that kind of thing. And I'm going to say this thing. I don't want you to be offended by it, but as a person who likes facts and figures and statistics and evidence and that kind of thing, I would like to ask listeners out there if there's anybody that can corroborate your findings. Somebody else who has done an exercise like this. If you're out there, please give us a call, 603-283-6160.
I went ahead on social.freetalklive.com the other day. I went ahead and put the screenshot of the final totals that I got, but I'm going to go ahead and post a screenshot of my spreadsheet, the whole spreadsheet, right now. And if anyone wants to have the numbers, they can hit me up somewhere. I'm on Element sometimes.
What's your social.freetalklive.com handle for people that might want to follow you
there? It's Ratspeed.
@RatSpeed. Thanks, Ratspeed, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And checking out the social media site that we've got is pretty sweet. It is a what they call Mastodon server, which means we're running the server. There's no Twitter or Facebook or some big tech corporation that is in charge. They cannot pull you offline for an opinion that they don't like because they're not in charge.
Yep.
So you can go to social.freetalklive.com. Ratspeed's one of those folks that's posting over there. Captain, you've got a fairly active account there. I'm there as well. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. It is, it's very much like Twitter. So the folks who made Mastodon essentially knocked off all the Twitter features, and it's free. So head on over and create your account there and start posting on a more free service for your opinions. It's social.freetalklive.com, and you can check out Ratspeed's account there. He's at Ratspeed. All right, and that's one word. The number 603-283-6160. Since we're talking statistics, let's get into those vaccination numbers. Pecos Mountaineer has those coming up. This is Free Talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up on People listening out here will be sharing us some, well, maybe shocking for you, numbers about the vaccine and death rates, which the mainstream media is definitely not going to tell you about.
We'll tell they don't care about death rates. They only care about cases.
Well, they only care about death rates from COVID. Death rates from the vaccine, they don't care about that.
Yeah. Safe and effective.
Yeah. So we'll tell you.
Safe and effective.
603-283-6160. Thanks to Bitcoin.com for being a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Look, if you're interested in getting into cryptocurrency, you're still not too late. You know, you may feel like you've missed the boat or missed the train on this. No. We can't make any predictions as far as what the prices are going to do, but you can look for the price history yourself of Bitcoin. And you can see that over the last 1,000 years, it's trended upwards.
I think it's still way early times.
So, yeah, it's a good chance that this is going to continue on up, and there's a darn good chance we're always going to have cryptocurrency with us for the remainder of our lifespans, and probably beyond that. So it would behoove you to learn the basics about this new technology if you haven't done so, and Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and they'll tell you about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there at Bitcoin.com. You can also click on their news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com and follow the latest news information from the world of cryptocurrency over at news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your phone calls right out here. We got David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, continuing to expose court corruption, how they work. So let me give you a little scenario vignette, and you can tell me what you think of this. So in the context of child custody, a tactic was used to sue me for me to be sued by my children's mother and the dude that she moved in with and then married a year later. They wanted to terminate my parental rights and adopt my children to him because obviously that would be more convenient. And in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Second Judicial District Court, Judge John J. Romero, I'm sorry, or initially Judge M. Monica Zamora, because it's important we expose these people, she decided that they proved their case and she terminated my parental rights to my own children. Based on their argument was that, one, I had not seen my children in more than 6 months or whatever the rule was, and two, I had not paid any child support, and that met the standard. Let's ignore the fact that I have a court order that said that you can't see your kids right now, buddy, and two, you don't have to pay any child support, buddy. I had a court order saying that, and then they used that very court order against me. And so what I did is I appealed Judge M. Monica Zamora to the New Mexico Court of Appeals, where a three-judge panel, Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy writing, wrote the decision in my favor, saying, and I'm paraphrasing here, even though they are very succinct themselves in their own hand, Judge Roderick Kennedy wrote that, hey, Judge M. Monica Zamora, the plaintiffs, the petitioners, did not prove their case. And further, let me restate that. Judge M. Monica Zamora, you wrongly applied the burden of proof. You put the burden of proof on Mr. Olson when the burden of proof is on the petitioning parties. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get your kids back after this. That's coming. Listen to this. The Judge Roderick Kennedy went on to add, Judge M. Monica Zamora, further, not only did you misapply the burden of proof, which is rather a big deal, but even if you had correctly applied the burden of proof, the plaintiffs did not prove their case.
Mm-hmm.
So double whammy. Then what they said is we remand this to the Children's Court, to Judge John J. Romero Jr., to take appropriate action. Now, given those facts, what do you think appropriate action might be?
That would be to grant you access to your kids.
Okay, now do you think that happened?
No, in fact, I know it didn't because you've been calling about this for quite a long time, and it's been more than, a decade since you've seen your kids, right? How long has it been now?
I last saw them. I said goodbye to them, not knowing I would never see them again on July 2nd of 2007.
Wow, okay. That's 14, yeah, so, roughly 14 years ago.
Right. And so I just wanted to share some of those facts, because those are indeed facts which can be read right here in the documents that I have that have come from the courts that I have cited. And that's what it says. That should,
and you're still going to court. You're still embroiled in this continuing fight, right? Like, this is still ongoing.
Yeah, it's ongoing, and the obvious tactic is to continue to throw obstacles in the way of a person like myself until you either give up or the children become adults.
Yeah. And how many years are you away from that happening at this point?
It's like, it depends on which kid. There's two kids, so 2 and 3 years.
Wow.
That sucks,
man. It's depressing.
I hate family court. Your situation, I'd like to say, you know, people will only heard your story will be, oh, well, that's an edge case. No, it's not. This kind of crap happens all the time in family court. Family court is an aberration. It shouldn't even exist. There are less rules for family court than there are for actual regular court.
Thank you, David.
So much for speedy trial, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it and wish you the best. And, of course, the bad news is you know that those kids are being brainwashed by the mom. Yeah. Like, you know, she's probably telling them, your dad hates you. He doesn't ever want to see you again. You know, all the lies, right? Because they've been lying to the courts. They've been misleading and working with these corrupt bureaucrats the whole time. You know they're misleading the kids as well. So when they turn 18, they probably still think that he doesn't want to see him or whatever BS.
And nothing should scare parents more, or potential parents even, than an institution based on violence and coercion. Mm-hmm. Having control of children, because that's literally what they do. They step in when nobody has asked them to, frequently, and they remove children from parents, from their homes, whether they be actual parents, grandparents, foster parents, step parents. They do this frequently. It is a frequent occurrence.
Yeah, speaking of children, that is the subject of this video. That is the most disturbing video I have yet seen in this whole COVID situation. And I want to play it for you guys in case you haven't seen it and get your reactions on the air coming up here in a little bit. But Peakless Mountaineer, you had some statistics. We were just talking with Rat Speed about the COVID death numbers and, you know, how those are inflated. What are we seeing on the numbers that you pulled up about the vaccines and how many people are dying from the vaccines? Because you remember the whole pitch here is if it just saves one life. Well, what about the people who died from taking the vaccine? No one cares about those folks, right? Except for their family members that are shocked that, you know, somebody's dying from these things.
Government doesn't care. Media doesn't care.
Now, so what's going on?
Well, so this is all about the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Which is a voluntary reporting system. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yep.
So therefore, these numbers would be underrepresented. These would be conservative numbers.
Yep. And this is BAERSanalysis.info is where this is coming from. And I was shocked. Like, I knew this was bad, but I had no idea it was this bad.
And it's not even, it's worse than what it seems to be, right? Because these aren't, I mean, this is just voluntary reported numbers. Yep. So it could be multiple times what you're going to tell us about coming up here in moments. 603-283-6160. We got that and more. Your calls and thoughts welcome about what you want. It's
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But this is about disparate treatment.
That's one of the organizers of the Justice for J6 rally, which is wrapping up near the Capitol. They've protested the treatment of hundreds of suspects in the January attack on Capitol Hill. There was sturdy fencing up again around the Capitol building as well as the Supreme Court and a very heavy police presence. In fact, the National Guard was staged nearby, but they were never needed, at least not so far, and the crowd is heading home. Environmental and animal rights groups both blasting the Department of the Interior's decision to allow a bison hunt in Grand Canyon National Park. The park system says it authorized it because the bison population has grown so rapidly it's harming the environment. Organizations are arguing in a letter that that region is natural bison territory, making them native and non-invasive to the area. And this is USA Radio News. A U.S. military mistake kills 10 Afghan civilians, including children. It happened in a drone strike last August. Now that all the information is in and the investigation complete, the head of CENTCOM issues this apology.
This strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to our forces and the evacuees at the airport. But it was a mistake, and I offer my sincere apology.
But beyond condolences and apologies, the General Keith McKenzie added,
I am fully responsible for this strike and its tragic outcome.
Another twist in the story of the missing Florida woman, 22-year-old Gabrielle Petito. Now a massive search is underway for her fiancé as well. Detectives in Northport, Florida say they're looking for Brian Laundry, the person of interest in the disappearance of Petito, who went missing in August during a cross-country road trip with Laundry. Now he's gone, and his family says they haven't heard from him since Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Live Saturday episode of Free Talk Live with Ian.
Equals Mountaineer.
And me. Captain. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about some of the massive protests, and some not so massive, but still, people getting out into the streets, expressing themselves at what was called the worldwide demonstration. That led to a discussion of some statistics. One of our callers, Ratspeed, talking about the COVID deaths versus the flu deaths. Which, by the way, the flu deaths seemed to disappear last
year. Where did it go?
I don't know how that happens unless they're counting all the flu people as COVID.
I got it! The flu caught the COVID! And they all the flu died from COVID.
Yeah, right. And now, Pico's Mountaineer, you've got some numbers about this, what was it, VAERS? Is that
yeah, V-A-E-R-S.
And that's a voluntary reporting system for vaccine.
Yep. Stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
So if somebody dies or has some other serious issue, I presume, mm-hmm. with a vaccine, they can report it to this system. And I don't know, is there verification? Do we know if there's any
it's
kind of...
It's filtered through the CDC and the FDA.
Okay, so
the reports
is some
have
sort
to be
of
sent
official
to the, one of those two agencies.
Yeah, this is very much an official set of numbers.
Okay, and you're looking at number of people, according to VAERS, who have died from the COVID vaccine specifically, is that correct?
Well, and it doesn't just track deaths. Mm-hmm. It's adverse reactions, life-threatening events, hospitalizations, deaths, as we say, the number of permanent disabilities after the vaccination.
Oof, okay.
Number of office visits, emergency room visits, and birth defects.
Got it. And this is all rolled into one number?
No, these are
separate categories.
All separate categories.
Okay, got it.
So I believe adverse reactions is the total of all of the other categories here.
Got it.
So, and what we've got here is the this particular site at VAERSanalysis.info is comparing the COVID-19 vaccines from December of 2020 to the present, compared to all other vaccines since the beginning of the VAERS from 1990 to the present.
Okay. It's a long history.
So going just first hard bit of data. The COVID vaccine's total number of adverse reactions, 701,561.
And this is just the U.S.?
No, this is worldwide.
Oh, really?
But yeah. COVID-specific.
Yeah, COVID-specific.
Oh,
now,
okay.
They do actually track just the U.S. numbers here. In just the U.S., the COVID vaccine total number of adverse reactions is 559,462.
Now, that's adverse reactions. That includes issues that were non-deadly, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you're going to now compare that same category
mm-hmm.
to the entire history of this system.
Of every other vaccine, mm-hmm. every adverse
measles,
reaction.
Measles, mumps, rubella, you name it, flu vaccines, all that stuff.
Yeah, and this is a great site. They actually break it down into all of those different ones. And they have these lovely bar charts that show, okay, it's this many mumps, this many with the rubella, this many with the MMR, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And, total of COVID worldwide, as far as reported by this, COVID was 701,000. Total everything else, 820,671.
Hold on. For 30 years?
Yeah. Yep.
So you're saying that in 1 year, roughly, I mean, it hasn't even really been a year yet, but 9 months. In 9 months, there's over 700,000 adverse reactions from COVID vaccines, and in 30 plus 31, 30 years, 30, from 1990, let's say 30 years, there's only 800 and change thousand?
Yeah.
That is stunning.
That is shocking.
That's amazing.
So in just America, the COVID total number, 559,000.
Mm-hmm.
462, and every other one, 719,973.
Now, I don't want to minimize the other adverse reactions, because obviously if you get blood clots and you get crippled in some way, I mean, this is not fun. It could be a life-altering event in a very negative manner, taking this vaccine. I don't want to minimize the people that have had that. But can you pull up the deaths specifically?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have that at hand?
Would you like to hear the total or just U.S. first?
Captain, what do you think? U.S.?
Sure.
Yeah, let's see.
All right,
US.
Let's go with U.S.
I mean, the difference seemed to be approximately the same between the world total mm-hmm. versus the U.S. total, yep. So I think we'll get meaningful information.
All right, so total deaths, I'll start with total deaths from all other vaccines combined from 1990 to the present.
Okay.
5,112.
Wow, okay. Not very many.
And from COVID, 6,756.
So more deaths.
More deaths from this single vaccine than every vaccine from the beginning of this system to the present combined.
Did you hear that there was an FDA conference that they had? There's video of this. It's an 8-hour long video, but at like 4 hours and 20 minutes into this video, which strange timing, there's a doctor who speaks, and I believe he's a doctor. Anyway, it's like the public comment section, and he shows the numbers, shows slides showing that more people have died from the vaccine, who took the vaccine, than would have died from COVID, basically.
I've seen that, yes, where, like, if you'd have just allowed Mother Nature to do the work and recovered from it, you know,
they'd have survived
fine.
It.
But I'm I want to make sure that I'm hearing what you're saying properly, Peakless Mountaineer, because if I am hearing what you're saying properly, then the conclusion that I draw in my head is the COVID vaccines, right, because there's three different flavors, are the deadliest vaccine ever.
Yeah.
At least in the last 30 years.
By a huge margin.
Yeah, by orders of magnitude, because we only have less than 1 year's worth of data on the COVID vaccine versus 30-ish years of data on all of the other vaccines combined.
Right.
Wow.
That is shocking.
It is.
My flabber is gasping.
Yeah.
So basically, this thing is a high-risk event for to take this, this vaccine.
And the thing is, like, they talk about this thing, like, what? We already require children to have, you know, these vaccines in order to get into school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this really isn't that different. Oh, it really, really
is. This is experimental technology.
That's a big statement. More people have died from the COVID vaccines in less than a year than have died from all other vaccines in the last 30.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. A big statement.
It is. It's enormous. And, I mean, I've gone through the rest of these numbers, and it all pretty much tracks just like that. Some of it is kind of impressive, like emergency room visits. Total for all of the others for the last 30 years. It was office visits. Office visits.
People who went to their doctor saying, hey, doc, something feels wrong.
Yeah, exactly. For the last 30 years in America.
After a vaccine.
Yep, after a vaccine. 41,674. And for COVID, 103,894. So more than double. More than twice as often, people are going, something doesn't feel right, I need to see my doctor.
How, but there's like hundreds of thousands of issues. I mean, you said it was like 500,000 plus adverse incidents.
Yep.
So are they not including people going to the hospital as a office visit? This is just them going to their specific doctor?
So anything that they can, anything that they specifically track back to the vaccine itself goes in the adverse reaction. So if it makes anything worse, if they're already in the, if they're already in the hospital, if they're already seeing their doctor regularly and they find out that this has put this number off or what have you, then yeah.
What was the website where people can explore this for themselves?
Yeah, this is at vaersanalysis.info.
vaersanalysis.info. Check that out. There's, I imagine, a wealth of information.
You might have to look around to find this. Of course, we are posting it on our social media.
And as shocking as those numbers were, remember, this is a voluntary reporting system, so the actual numbers could be higher than that. Likely are higher than that. 603-283-6160. But hey, trust the government. They care about you.
Safe and effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the Pentagon has admitted to murder again. And the captain will share that on the way here in a little bit. But first, I want to play this video for you guys.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on the monitor that you can see, Captain. So, and we're going to have to describe it for...
You said see, Captain.
Yeah. We're going to have to describe it for our listeners out there as it is happening. Because it is a very visual video. And, you know, normally it's bad radio to play a video on the air that isn't particularly audio-focused. But this is just so shocking. It is so horrifying. We've talked about the restrictions placed. You just finished talking about the deaths, right? Like the worst possible things happening to people receiving the vaccine. And there's no doubt that's horrible. And people, you know, having their lives destroyed by this experimental medication. But the other thing that this whole COVID situation has destroyed, besides freedoms, which we talked about, you know, previously in the protests and all that, that have been going on today with a worldwide demonstration. The other thing it's destroyed is the basic level of humanity of being able to see another person's face.
Yeah.
And we talked about this last year quite a bit when the mask mandate started to come into place. Like, what is happening to these children? This is one of my viewpoints. It's like, I see these kids around town.
And this is, we talked briefly about, I mean, it's early studies, but this is warping their development.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just think of the effect that it has on, well, us, right? I'm an older dude. I'm a little bit deaf from being a musician for a couple of decades. And so, you know, when I'm at, you know, the grocery store, the Home Depot, whatever, you know, I kind of sort of lip read a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. And when the masks came out, all of a sudden I thought, yeah, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, plus then they put the plexiglass up
and
the
made
mask.
It worse.
And gotta be kidding me. But it's one thing to be an adult who's had for our whole lives the ability up until last year to see another person's facial expressions, to understand what, you know, they could be revealing things about what they're thinking in their face, and just those subtle expressions that, that make human contact more meaningful. We've at least had that for our whole lives.
Yeah.
A child born 2 years ago or whatever has had the majority of their life now behind a mask, seeing other human beings.
I can't even imagine
behind a mask
the impact that has.
And, you know, it's easy to think about how destructive and how awful that is. But this video that was posted on, let me get this lady, give her credit here, Science Mom is sort of the original. I don't think she's the one who recorded it, but she got this video and posted it on her Twitter. It's at 456 Train Mama, Science Mom on Twitter. It is of a child who I'm going to guess is preschool age. You know, he's on like a preschool looking carpet. He seems very, very young. And this little boy does not want to wear this mask that this staff at this preschool is trying to do everything they can to force him to do this. And here it is.
Put your mask on.
Takes it off. So they put it on.
You gotta wear it on, honey.
No, put it back on. This goes on for a minute. So there's a woman leaning over him. In this video, he's sitting on the floor. He had the mask on. She puts it on him. She puts it on him. He immediately takes it off. This clearly is a natural reaction. This little boy does not want this thing covering up his mouth. You try to put an outfit on a dog, they take that thing off most of the time, right? They do not want that on most dogs. This child does not want this mask on.
Right there. Yay, mask on, yay!
And they're trying to do this fake-ass, you know, oh, you're such a good little boy. Yes, just keep that mask on. No, he's taking the mask off every single time. He's verbally protesting. He's physically protesting, so he's removed it at least 3 times so far. She puts it back on. He takes it off immediately. She grabs it again, puts it over his face accidentally, just snaps the mask on this little boy's face. Oh, whoop, whoop. Then she moves it down again, and he pulls it down immediately before she's even done.
Keep your mask on. Put your mask back on.
So the woman, the voice is the woman behind the camera, and then there's two women here doing everything they can to make this little boy compliant, and he is not having it.
What are you looking at?
Keep it on your face. You gotta keep it on your face. So we go outside. There you go.
This is one of the hardest videos.
She's holding his hand down so he
to force him. Yeah.
So he can't pull it from his face.
Yep. You got to keep the mask on, they say. Why? Why does he have to keep the mask on? What is this obedience all about? There's not a bunch of kids sitting around him or anything like that.
Nope.
And he pulls it off.
This is
child abuse.
She puts it back on.
This
he pulls
child,
it back off.
We're watching child abuse.
Yeah, that's what I consider this. It's absolutely horrifying. And she puts it back on him again.
Why would you do it?
It's going to keep you safe, she says.
That's a great question. Why would you videotape this?
You want to document that you're doing this?
Yeah, I found myself asking that question as well. Maybe they wanted to send it to the mother to show how bad
the only thing I can think
her
of
child is being.
Yeah.
Yay, Mason, yay!
And as she's saying yay, Mason, he pulls it off again. And that's the end of the minute and 20-second video.
I mean, kudos to the kid
for,
you know, taking it off every time. It's like, first of all,
future human being of America there.
First of all, no risk. Zero risk.
To this kid, you mean?
Yeah. COVID poses zero risk.
It'll keep you safe, Mason. It'll keep you safe, they said.
Not in any sort of risk category whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it is unnatural. It's completely unnatural.
You can tell. It's crystal clear how wrong this is.
It is anti-natural. It is anti-human. It is anti-intelligence. And it is just ugly.
And third,
I assume this is a public school where this happened.
No, this looks like a preschool to me.
Oh, okay.
No, in fact, it does say here, daycare. So the what you can, you can't read it from there, but at the top of the screen, there's like the text that the mother sort of attached to this post when she posted it online, whoever she was. It doesn't show her name. It says, "This is my poor kid at daycare today so I can work. Hashtag breaks my heart. Hashtag Governor Hochul." I believe that is the new governor in New York, the lieutenant governor that took over.
Yeah.
And I can't read the rest of what that says. But, lady, what are you doing?
You get your kid the hell out of there.
Seriously.
You know, I mean, thanks for posting this online so we can all see the horrors that these kids are likely going through, because this is the thing.
Your hands are not clean, lady.
No, you need to get your kid out of this school. But really, the question is, how many times a day is something like this happening in daycares and
across the globe?
Across the globe, across the United States. How indicative of reality, how common is this situation? I suspect this is not a one-off incident. These ladies probably do this in just this one school with multiple of their victims.
Mm-hmm.
And this is probably going on in a lot of places. And what do they think is going to happen? Are they worried that somebody's going to come in and issue them a ticket? I mean, or is it that they totally buy, you know, they totally buy this and they're going to go, you know, they're going along with this?
Obviously, they're heavily brainwashed and they think they're doing the right thing for this particular
child. They think they're helping this child.
Yes.
I mean, that is so insane. How you could look at his reactions in this situation. Look, I don't like kids, right? Like, I don't want anything to do with them. I got a vasectomy at age 23. But it's crystal clear how wrong what they're doing to this child is. This is
And that's
sick.
The worst part of, you know, I'll call it this tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's being done under the disguise of what is right.
Fear is love.
This is not
fear
right.
Fear is love in the modern Orwellian nightmare.
It is. That's. It's horrendous.
And I can see you're tearing up over this over there, Peaceless Mountaineer. This is one of the hardest videos I've watched in the last 18 months. This is sick. And if you love your kids, figure something out. Look, I understand you're in New York, so it's probably hard to find a daycare center that doesn't, you know, gobble the government and fillet the government and do everything the government wants them to do. I get that. Look, there's got to still be some parents out there that give
you to take your own face away. That is a horror. That is a horror to do that to children, to take your face away from them so they don't even get to know you. They don't get to learn. They don't get to be human. But then you take their face from them.
And everyone else's.
And think of all of the legislation around child warnings for things like toys and plastic bags and all that kind of stuff. Like, don't put this near children. Don't put it over their head and all this kind of thing, right? And now here you are doing exactly that.
Suffocating your child.
You're putting something on their face. You're covering their breathing holes. You're affecting their life.
And remember, when somebody who is supposedly in, you know, taking care of you is trying to show that they care about you, they smile, right? Like in a situation like a preschool, these women, you know, they're wearing the mask. So imagine it from the kids' perspective, these horrible harridans that are coming at him only with their eyes and manhandling him and grabbing him and forcing this thing on him. I mean, that is terrifying. There's more.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.